Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Well, if there's one thing about the homeless issue that everybody needs to acknowledge is that there's been a tremendous amount of money spent, particularly in the city of Seattle, particularly in King County, Washington, and new revelations that have been provided by a intrepid researcher in this field, Jonathan Cho, as a Discovery Institute senior fellow. He is a distinguished journalist. He has been looking at what's been going on, and what's been going on has just been astonishing. He helped to retrieve, Jonathan, a 2022 document from the King County Regional Homelessness Authority, which is an agency that gets money from many, many different sources. How much did they spend? They spent $107,396,057.97. And where did all that go to? There is a list, which is fascinating. We'll post it on our website at michaelmedved.com about where all that money went to. And part of where it went was to salaries. For instance, the CEO of the KCRHA, who has just resigned, but he may have resigned because people found out he was getting a salary of $247,200 a year. That's a real salary. And there are, in fact, 30 different employees of this agency that is supposed to be dealing with a homeless crisis that have been getting in excess of $100,000 a year. Okay, what is going on? Jonathan Cho, thank you for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you on the show again. First of all, this $107 million, how many years did it take them to spend all that money?
Well, we're just scratching the surface here. The numbers are astronomical. It's just mind-boggling and stunning. In regards to how many years does it take to spend this money, well, this is just the money given out in 2022 to the providers. So
this is just 1 year?
Yeah, this is just 1 year of data. Let me be very clear. And, you know, it's just been one of the most awful months. I let's go as far as saying awful years for the King County Regional Homelessness Authority that's been around for only a couple of years here. And my goodness, just hit after hit, Mark Doan's abruptly, you know, quitting, essentially. And you've got to read his resignation letter, which is out there, but, you know, he's citing, you know...
No, you said he's citing. Aren't you supposed to say they are citing?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I misgendered him by accident. Yes, Doan, who goes by they, uses the they pronoun, said he didn't want... Sorry, I keep... Doan did not want to go down the road of burnout and so on and so forth. And there's a litany of reasons for why Doan decided to, you know, call it a career here at KCRHA. But, again, I'm focused more now on the actual numbers. Where did all of this money go? How did the providers use it? More importantly, how are these providers holding, rather, how is KCRHA holding these providers accountable as well? So there are just a lot of unanswered questions right now. Again, my eyes are melting. I have so much more data. I'm going to have a few more releases in the coming weeks. But again, I'm just getting started. I'm just hoping other local media jump on this as well.
Okay. We kind of know, thanks to you, Jonathan Cho, we know where this money went in 2022. where did the $107 million come from?
Well, that money comes from the King County Regional Homelessness Authority, and the King County Regional Homelessness Authority primarily gets its money from the city of Seattle and King County and a whole bunch of other, you know, private institutions, foundations, nonprofits, to essentially do outreach and to house people. Just to be very clear, KCRHJ, that's the primary goal and responsibility, and whether you like it or not, that's it. KCRHJ is not responsible for mental health, you know, not responsible for drug addiction. It's the agency's job to work then with public health that's supposed to administer all of that. But it's just, again, this massive bureaucracy with a lot of red tape, and I'm just trying to, you know, sift through that right now.
Okay, two questions. First of all, you use the term providers. What exactly are the providers providing for $107 million in a year?
It really depends. And again, I encourage your listeners to go to your website because I think you're going to post this list. But we've got providers, you know, that provide shelters, you know, Salvation Army, to outreach, to, you know, teen runaways. The list goes on and on. And it's just a litany of diverse groups in this region. So it's allocated to all of these groups, people who provide, you know, service to battered women. So I'm not familiar with actually a lot of these organizations, so I'm still going through this entire list, but there are dozens of agencies. So I think the newsworthiness of my data dumps this past week, essentially, aside from the KCRHA salaries, the list of providers, I think this is really the first time the public is now getting a sense of, again, where this money is going, who these providers are, and now we've got to try to figure out the services, the effectiveness, the end result. What has that been ultimately? And, again, according to Doan's critics, there are still more than 50,000 homeless people in King County as of 2022, and this is from KCRHA, and Doan's, as he was leaving in his, you know, exit letter, was touting 14 homeless encampments removed in 2 years, spending this amount of money. And again, I'm just citing the data from 2022 and the numbers from 2022. I don't think it's worth it, personally. So I think the governing committee, the implementation board right now that oversees KCRJ, the governing board, which includes King County Executive Dow Constantine, the mayor of Seattle, Bruce Harrell, along with a bunch of other politicians, really need to, I think, do some soul-searching right now. Does this need a total gut rehab? Does this need to be completely dismantled, or are they just going to stay the course?
Is there any indication that the rate of people sleeping in parks and on sidewalks and under freeway overpasses and living outside, as they say, that the rate of people living outside or on sidewalks actually has gone down the more money that's been spent, or has it gone up?
Short answer is no, and it really depends on which data set you're using. Recently, there was a study that came out that there are now fewer tents in downtown Seattle, but just because there are fewer tents doesn't mean that the homeless crisis is improving, that there are fewer homeless people on the streets, because in many cases, as you may know, once you remove a homeless tent or, you know, people, you know, or tents are clear out of the sidewalk, they just move to another part of the city. So the issue now is tracking. Which data points are we using to assess this, and how are we tracking this? And right now that remains unclear. And KCRHA hasn't been able to produce that data as well.
All of this is amazing. Please go to our website, look at the latest from Jonathan Cho. There's also more about city work crews removing a homeless camp Wednesday. How's that been going? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Music.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
What is amazing is leaving Mark Dunes to their own advices, because you're not supposed to say his. They chose plural pronouns. For them, that's for an individual. That's not the essence of the problem. The essence of the problem is talking about spending in King County, Washington, $107 million provided to homeless providers, which is clearly not addressing the problem. There's a piece in Reason magazine about California, which is actually very relevant to some of the problems that we have here in Seattle. California is home to nearly one-third of the nation's homeless population, and the problem, by almost everyone's account, continues to get worse. Statistics tell part of the story. More than 170,000 people sleep in tents in public parks, under freeway bridges, and on sidewalks in our cities and suburbs. The state has spent $20 billion to address the problem in the last 5 years. Liberal Democrats who typically run big city governments have understandably been reluctant to embrace enforcement-centric policies like clearing away homeless encampments, like the one in Northgate was cleared away Wednesday. Thousands of tents lined the edges of Hubbard Homestead Park in the Northgate area. But notices were posted earlier this week that people had 72 hours to clear their personal property. The camp clearing took about 3 hours to complete on Wednesday morning. Now they have to have special police services and garbage collection services to make sure the encampment doesn't return. But the scared and angry residents speak out. This is back to California. Governor Gavin Newsom announced efforts to clear out 1,200 homeless encampments statewide. Officials in San Francisco even unleashed the National Guard to tamp down open-air drug markets at the homeless encampments. Meanwhile, California's official Housing First policy is failing. As a fact sheet on the Housing and Community Development website explains, anyone experiencing homelessness should be connected to a permanent home as quickly as possible, and programs should remove barriers to assessing the housing, like requirements for sobriety or absence of criminal history. In other words, it doesn't matter if you're sober or whether you're drug addicted. Here, we're going to get you a house, and that's going to fix everything. Housing First views homelessness primarily as a housing problem, thus downplaying the addiction and mental health issues that are at the root of the crisis. Placing mentally ill people and those with substance abuse problems unsupervised in housing units does not provide them with the help they need. Even if Housing First worked, the state can't afford to build, and certainly not quickly, the number of units needed. We've seen absurd news stories about affordable housing projects costing more than $1 million per apartment. And this is government money now. The head of Orange County's rescue mission has indicated that the vast majority of people that the nonprofit assists self-identify as having a mental health or addiction issue. Yet homeless activists and political commentators push the fiction that homelessness is primarily a housing issue and advocate their usual litany of solutions, rent controls, eviction moratoriums, and additional spending on subsidized apartments. They make the problem sound easy to fix. As a headline in the Jesuit magazine, America, noted, homelessness is only getting worse, but we know the solution, a right to housing. Declaring new rights, they write in Reason magazine, does not solve anything, of course, and only will make matters worse. A right to housing is the solution to homelessness. Depriving property owners of the ability to evict non-paying tenants and imposing rent controls demonstrably discourages housing investment and leads to further shortages. In reality, homelessness is a mental health and social issue that's exacerbated by our state's inordinately high cost of housing. That's what they write about California. And then in California, there's this. Baseball's wonderful, and it's been working well. And it just came out that the Los Angeles Dodgers announced that they have rescinded its invitation to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence from the team's upcoming Pride Night following conservative pushback.
Strike three, you're out!
The move comes as multiple states attempt to pass anti-drag legislation, prompting outcry from LGBTQ organizations. Okay, what is this? This is the most bizarre thing. I'd heard of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. It's a drag group, and here on a website called OutKick, the Los Angeles Dodgers recently announced that they would not be awarding an anti-Catholic drag group during their upcoming Pride celebration. LA Pride has reacted to the team's decision by announcing it will now not be participating in Pride Night.
It's a big
drama.
They're
having a Pride Night at Dodger Stadium. Okay. And they had decided to give a local heroes award, that's what it's called, to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, who have a motto, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are guys dressed as sisters, as Catholic nuns, and they have the motto, go and sin some more. They frequently dress as Jesus and Mary. The group were supposed to be given a local hero award during Pride Night, although it's tough to imagine what the award might be. The Dodgers dropped the plan to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. It didn't mean that Pride Night wasn't going to happen. Pride Night's going to happen. It's a big deal. They write in OutKick, the sisters openly mock and belittle Catholicism and Christianity. And Senator Marco Rubio pointed this out in a letter earlier this week that he sent to Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. After Senator Rubio's letter gained attention, the Dodgers announced on Wednesday they were removing the award from the group. And the next day, the LA Pride group shared a statement whining about the sisters being out from Pride Night while announcing its plans to skip out on the event. Okay, is Pride Night that significant? And why would you make the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence local heroes? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. NFL legend Jim Brown is dead at the age of 87. Sportscaster Jim Gray praised the Hall of Famer.
He was a legend. He was just a bigger-than-life guy. Perhaps the greatest football player ever, still renowned as that.
He retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. He also was known for his roles in films and activism. The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled eye drops, Delsym Pharma and Esricare. The tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. The FDA has urged Americans to stop using the two brands. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 109 points to 33,426. The S&P 500 dropped by 6 points to 4,191. The NASDAQ lost 30 points to 12,657. Dave Collins, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, as we go into the weekend, there really is an intensifying countdown to some very bad news. I mean, the idea of a default of this country, of being unable to pay our bills, of being unable to find the money to pay Social Security benefits, military salaries, basically just the bills of the United States, to have the credit rating of the United States downgraded again. And the credit rating was downgraded when we came close to this, but it was much less severe last time in 2011. And as a result of that, for the first time in all of history, we actually had the credit rating of the country reduced, which meant that you had to pay more in terms of interest, which is what happens when your credit rating gets damaged. And AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has a suggestion. She is joined by at least 10 members of the U.S. Senate, which is dominated by Democrats, led by Elizabeth Warren, who believe they don't need congressional approval, that Joe Biden can just do this on his own. He can go ahead and ignore the debt limit and say, okay, we have a legal debt limit that says we can't actually send any money out the door beyond a certain point unless we do something about raising the official debt ceiling. Now, this is based on a law that was established in 1917. They want to go back to an amendment to the Constitution that was adopted in 1867. And here is the brilliant suggestion from the always scintillating Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, clip 16.
I think the grounds for it are legitimate. I think the president should absolutely have this on the table. And I actually think that this is something that transcends ideology among Democrats.
Yeah.
We are seeing moderate and progressive Democrats alike coming together saying that we should not be in this situation. The Constitution tells us that it is a violation to not honor our debts, period. And so this is not an area of political negotiation.
Okay, when she says it's not an area of political negotiation, except given the fact that there are rules, there are laws that are set up, and the debt limit is one of them, there is a way to raise the debt limit, but you have to get a majority of the House and a majority of the Senate to do it, and to do it in a timely manner. Otherwise, we're going to bump right up against that deadline and default deadline of June 1st. And it's potentially a major disaster. The last time we had this disaster, as I mentioned, that we were in this situation, was back in 2011 when Barack Obama, who was president at the time, sent Joe Biden, his vice president, to help negotiate a deal. And Biden succeeded. He did it. So why is it undoable now? I understand he's at the G7 meeting, and the G7 meeting is important, and they're talking about the future of the war in Ukraine and lots of other material. But for God's sake, the president has to be able to get control of the situation. And there need to be a number of people on both sides of the aisle who step forward and say that, look, regardless of arguments about spending and future policies on spending, we need at the very least a temporary lifting of the debt ceiling. And whether that lasts until, I think they were talking about doing that for 6 months or something of that order, in which case they should be able to get their affairs a little bit more in order. But this is a flashback to 2011 with President Barack Obama, who spoke to a town hall, and this issue about just relying on the 14th Amendment, where it says that the full faith and credit of the United States government shall not be undermined or impeded, but it doesn't really give you a mechanism at all for how to do that in the face of this debt ceiling law of 1917. Here is President Obama, who was a one-time, as you probably know, was a one-time law professor at University of Chicago. This is him talking about the whole idea of using the 14th Amendment in this way. This is clip 17.
The 14th Amendment. There's a provision in our Constitution that speaks to making sure that the United States meets its obligations. And there have been some suggestions that a president could use that language to basically ignore this debt ceiling rule, which is a statutory rule. It's not a constitutional rule. I have talked to my lawyers. They are not persuaded that that is a winning argument. So the challenge for me is to make sure that we do not default.
Yeah, and that we do not default, and that it legally holds up. You can't avoid defaulting simply by saying, oh, we're not defaulting, and now we're going to authorize this money. There was also this, I mean, sometimes we are such a compassionate people, and I think we truly are, and sometimes Americans become obsessed with unfortunate cases, and even if there's an individual with a very, very lengthy criminal record and 42 arrests, that was true for Jordan Neely. When he dies at a very young age, he's only 30 years old, when he dies because he was losing control in the subway and scaring other riders, and there was an attempt to subdue him, which went terribly wrong. He choked to death. But Reverend Al Sharpton saw fit to deliver a eulogy for Jordan Neely. It sounded like this. Clip 7.
When I first got the call about Jordan and later talked with Johnny Green, who is pastor here, and Johnny Green told me of how Jordan's mother was killed. And her funeral was right here. And Jordan sat right there and watched his mother funeralized, who'd been chopped up. And he'd never been the same. Jordan was not annoying someone on the train. Jordan was screaming for help. We keep criminalizing people with mental illness. People keep criminalizing people that need help. They don't need abuse. They need help.
But they don't get help unless they are committed. This is part of the problem. This is part of the homeless crisis, too. We don't have the ability to commit people who are out of control and incapable of basically dealing with their own situations. Sharpton went on in the eulogy to slam Governor DeSantis for calling Daniel Penny the man who subdued Jordan Neely and ended up choking him, for calling Daniel Penny a good Samaritan. This is not an argument of high biblical scholarship. Coming back, a couple of movies that some of which have some real values, including Air, now streaming on Amazon Prime. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are two big movies that are streaming starting today. And very easy to see, and maybe even worthwhile seeing, involving some of the biggest stars in Hollywood, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, Michael J. Fox. What are the films? Well, this fanfare from Hollywood. Air is the name of a movie that may surprise you. Whether or not you're interested in athletic footwear that is in the Nike brand, or whether or not you're interested in professional basketball, because this has to do with the connection between professional basketball and actually selling shoes. This is a film that will fascinate you with a team that has been together for quite a while. Going back to Good Will Hunting, you may even remember. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they worked together in another film that I think was one of the more underrated films of recent years, a film called The Duel from Ridley Scott, which was a remarkable film set in medieval France. But this film is set mostly in Portland, Oregon, a little bit in North Carolina, and has to do with trying to secure the services of Michael Jordan to be a symbol for a struggling shoe company called Nike. Listen.
You know when you get a feeling? In those 20 years, I've never had a feeling like this.
You're going to see exactly what I see.
This is what?
Greatness.
I need the greatest basketball shoe that's ever been made.
What's the plan?
We build a shoe line around just him.
For a rookie who's never set foot on an NBA court.
But who's the player?
Michael Jordan.
Do you typically show up at people's front doors unannounced?
I was told not to call.
Oh, man. Here we go.
A shoe is just a shoe.
Until my son steps into it.
Until my son steps into it. That's Viola Davis, who plays Michael Jordan's mother. What's fascinating about this story is that the people who participated in it have looked at this movie and actually recognized themselves and recognized the accuracy of what they're talking about. The central character really is not Michael Jordan. You only see sort of an actor standing in for Michael Jordan, and you see him from behind and very vaguely. But you see his parents, Viola Davis again playing his mother. And Phil Knight, the head of Nike, is well played by Ben Affleck, who also directed this film. and you see some of his eccentricity, his indulgence, his arrogance, and also the fact that he gives way a little bit to somebody who is trying to coordinate the athletic promotions of the shoes for a company that at the time was running well behind Converse, which was a leading brand of athletic shoe, and Adidas. And how did they get to be on top, as Nike was? Through Air Jordans. Through actually finding the right individual to symbolize exactly what they were selling. And that story is really the Matt Damon story. He plays a troubled character who sees this one idea, this one attempt at footwear and basketball greatness to be his true purpose and unattained purpose in life. Film is moving. It's fascinating. It is thoroughly well done. Every performance, Jason Bateman plays an executive at Nike. The interaction of the characters and their relationships are fine. It is rated R, as far as I can tell, entirely for language. But 3 stars for the very fine Air, which really does get off the ground and take flight. Michael J. Fox has a remarkable story that you probably already know something about. He became, because of Family Ties, the TV show, and then the Back to the Future movies, he became one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, even though he's a very short individual. But then at the height of his fame and his engagement with the whole Hollywood mechanism, he developed Parkinson's disease. And what the film is really about, using intimate interviews with Michael J. Fox and some film clips from his past movie work, behind the scenes shots of his movie work, and some home movies of his family and how he grew up and how he struggled with a devastating disease. Some of the confessions and some of the talking directly to the audience with startling intimacy sounds like this.
What did it mean to be still?
I wouldn't know. I was never still. I get it. I was big. I was bigger than bubblegum.
I woke up and I noticed my pinky. Auto-animated. Parkinson's disease. I told Tracy the news. In sickness and health, I remember her whispering. No one outside of my family knew. There was only one reason I took these pills. To hide.
But all those years of hiding was taking me away.
The sad sack story is Michael J. Fox gets this debilitating disease and it crushes him.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah, and that's not what happened. It's he's a fascinating character. He's amazingly articulate. And again, what the film emphasizes above everything is the importance of marriage and family and connection, especially with some of the hardships that Michael J. Fox endured. Film is directed by Davis Guggenheim, who did a terrific film about American education a couple of years ago called Waiting for Superman. And he's the son of another Guggenheim, who was a terrific political ad maker. This film is not political, and it's impossible not to feel deeply sympathetic for Michael Jordan, and particularly for his wife, Tracy Pullen, herself a very gifted and charismatic actress. And these people come across almost unguardedly talking about some of the challenges of a disease where you literally lose control. And it's inspiring. It's completely gripping and utterly fascinating, and may change what you think and feel about this devastating illness of Parkinson's disease. The Film is rated R, again, almost entirely for language. There's no violent or graphically sexual scene in it. It's streaming on Apple TV Plus and well deserves 3 stars. Fascinating to watch. Coming up next week, we all are familiar with Abraham Lincoln, right? But many people remain, if not ignorant, at least unaware of his profound religious transformation that occurred just as America was entering the trial, the unspeakable trial of the Civil War. The book is called Lincoln's God. We'll speak to the author coming up next week. Also, World Cup 2026 fans have been told, don't travel to the USA. Who knew? We're supposed to be the host for the World Cup in 2026. Why not? Don't travel to the USA because of mass shootings and killing sprees. Who's warning people against the USA? And speaking of athletics, a WNBA player, Brittany Griner, previously had protested the national anthem. But she said that the Star Spangled Banner hit her differently after she was freed from Russia. She stood up for the anthem to honor it on May 12th of this year. What changed? Did the anthem change? And this week, the week concluding now, Washington Examiner is asking the question, was this the week Ukraine turned the tide in the war with Russia? And the American Spectator has a piece that says, the more Trump is attacked, the better he does. He has plenty of attacks coming up. So does that mean he is inevitable as the next president of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.